he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Hi, Jay. What's going on?
They've got quaint villages. They have the home of ESPN, as if Connecticut didn't have enough reasons to think they're better than everyone else. Now they're getting a little royal. There's a town called Scotland, Connecticut.
Oh, boy.
And the folks at Highland Titles across the pond have awarded 1,694 residents the ability to call themselves a Lord or Lady of Glencoe of Scotland.
Really?
Yeah. It's this Highland Titles, they own a nature reserve in Glencoe Wood. And I know about this because I've done this. Not for me. I'm not a lord. But I'm with a lady. In that sense alone. You can buy 1 square foot. It's like buying a star.
Right.
You buy a square foot of land in this nature reserve. They use it to run the nature reserve, and it's a beautiful place. And then it's registered. You get a deed. It tells you exactly where
it is. It's like owning stock in the Green Bay Packers.
That's exactly right.
I know I'm ticking you all off right now, but you don't own anything.
And it's a Packer fan, I agree with Ken.
And there's no waiting list for this one.
Right.
They traded off. All these people have to do in Connecticut is go to City Hall to claim their title.
Got it.
I would like to be a lord.
It actually is very official. You get all this paperwork that comes along with it.
No, I don't want to be a lord then.
My only reference is the Kardashians when Scott Disick became a lord. That's all I got.
I didn't even know he did that.
Well, I long criticize royal families for being stupid under the idea that you had to have a special bloodline to be important in life. But apparently now they're just giving them out like it's Halloween.
Yeah, that super special bloodline that won't clot.
Yeah. Him and Sting.
Go ahead, Jay.
We had the story in Paris a little while back, and now it's come to our side of the Atlantic. In Brooklyn, New York, they are set to open their own axe-throwing range, because this seems safe.
Yeah.
It's a way to blow off steam. You get to go throw a pound and a half hatchets at a target. For a while. It's $28 per person for 60 minutes, $35 for 70 minutes, and it's for ages 7 and over.
Well, did you see in Wisconsin where the hunting licenses have been going to kids that are younger than one now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's brilliant. All right, I'd rather even have a kid throwing an axe if they're 6 months old than I would shooting a gun.
The axe is heavy. They won't have the upper body strength. Really give it much lift.
Depends on the world we live in. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, here you go. Back to France.
Mm-hmm.
Nude dining. Au Naturel is the name of the restaurant. It's brand new, caters to nudists, holds about 40 diners. It's in a residential area, they're saying, to prevent the looky-loos. It's not out where the tourists normally are. They do black out the windows. They hang curtains.
Look at Colleen thinking people want to watch her nude while they eat.
Seriously.
Her nude while they eat. I'm glad you put me first and then the food.
Yeah.
They come to watch me be nude and then they eat.
What's for dinner? Sausage?
Three-course dinner. Actually, it's not that bad considering it's,
Thank you, Jay.
Parisian food. $58. Foie gras, lobster, snails, lamb, and scallops. That's actually a pretty good price.
That's
for
how you're
going
to sell this to Jamie? No, I mean, it's like a Groupon. It's a good deal.
Take
your clothes off. We're going in.
I have seen the photos of it. The only detraction I would say is that they are doing the fancy thing where they have, the beautiful tablecloths, and then all of the chairs have the linen coverings, white linen coverings on all the chairs. I'm out.
This is Jay's grievance. The tablecloths, you can't see underneath the table.
That's right.
That's
exactly.
You and Colleen enjoy dirty, dirty dinner.
That's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and
what?
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.